This is Points North. I'm Dan Wanshura. Suicide rates among kids and young adults are on the rise, too. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the suicide rate among 10 to 19-year-olds increased by more than 50% in the U.S. That increase happened between 2007 and 2016. Lauren Olson is a school psychologist for Traverse Bay Intermediate School District, and she's here to talk about why suicides are on the rise among students and what schools in the area are doing to address it. Lauren, thanks for talking.
No problem.
Lauren, why are so many kids and young adults committing suicide?
Well, that's a million-dollar question. I think there's no easy answer. I think everyone, especially who works with kids, has opinions of, oh, it's the cell phones, oh, it's social media, it's this culture and generation of kids, it's really unique of what they're going through. Even compared to, I'm 36, and from what I grew up with and what these kids have to grow up with, it's just astounding that they've got so many resources that's literally in their pockets of their phone. But it also can be super isolating because they're not interacting with their peers, and humans in general are social animals and need to interact. Another huge factor is you can't go home. So if you're getting bullied at school, you can't just go home and turn it off. It follows you on your phone.
How do you prevent copycats among students in dealing with and talking about suicide and bringing up maybe the death of a student?
There certainly are some research articles and best practice protocols to follow. Like, for example, when there's a student suicide, we recommend that you don't memorialize and have something permanent to honor that student. I think for sure you want to memorialize and honor the student, but nothing permanent is a general guideline. So I think it's just being there and talking and having the kids aware of what happened and having them know the resources and how to access support that I think is our biggest prevention of copycats.
Lauren, Kingsley Middle School tragically had 3 students commit suicide last year. Why do you think one school had so many?
I don't know. So I work in a small rural community too, in their schools, and I've never had a year with such high students reporting suicidal ideation. I don't think it's unique to Kingsley that there's a number of depressed students. I think that we've got in their general population a really significantly high number of kids who are depressed. And it's just really, really tragic that so many in Kingsley happen to commit to follow through.
I know every school has a different response to suicides, but how does a district go about in helping structure a normal school day after a tragedy like a student suicide?
The response typically starts the evening before or whatever the news reaches the building principal or somebody from the school. So the ISD always will offer to be there with support people on hand. You want some standardized communication of this is what happened, these are the facts, again, and that's to provide clarity to the students, to the staff, so people aren't making up stories of what happened. They need to know what happened, and they need it just clear and succinct. So if one person in charge can make that statement, usually somebody will follow the student's class that day, because it's a really hard thing. You think, okay, it's going to be a really, really hard morning. The morning's going to be the toughest part. But then you realize, oh, he had pottery at third hour. Those third hour kids haven't seen him that day, and they're going to come to a classroom with an empty seat. So we need someone there to just be there and talk to the kids and listen to them and talk about, process their feelings, what's going on.
Do you think schools are properly equipped to handle the issue of suicide among their students today?
Again, that's another million-dollar question. I think I don't think there's an easy fix. It's like, oh, if we only had more school psychologists to student ratio, this would all be fixed. So I don't know. I think we have great resources. It's just a matter of how are we using them, how are we planning, and how can we support school staff and school teachers, especially with using the resources that are available.
Lauren Olson is a school psychologist for Traverse Bay Intermediate School District. Thanks for the chat, Lauren.
Thank you, yes.